Hi there, my name is Justin Hutchings, and I'm a Senior Program Manager on the Operating Systems Group. Today I'm here to talk to you about apps and devices that print in Windows 10 and Windows 10 Mobile. So, a brief overview of what I'll do today. I'll give you an overview of our architecture in Windows 10. I'll tell you about how to design apps that print. And then for any IHVs that happen to be tuning in, I'll talk to you about how to design a printer that can print on Windows 10 Mobile. So this is an architecture slide that you may be familiar with if you followed along printing for the last few years. The architecture is largely unchanged. A few things to point out. We have a print manager and print dialog interaction on the left here, and that's used to set up the print job. That's how we get all the configuration data to your app. And then we have a number of app rendering APIs available depending on what kind of content you use. So HTML5, XAML, those are both very easy. But if you have a more advanced app, you can certainly use Direct2D or the XPS Print Document Package Target API. Both of those are available. Now, new in Windows 10 is a mobile support for printing on Windows 10 Mobile. That stack doesn't use any print drivers, so it's a bit different, and we'll talk about the details of that when we get into the IHV section. So comparing Windows 10 and Windows 10 Mobile, I mentioned that Windows 10 Mobile does not use print drivers, but there are a number of other differences that affect your customer's experience. First of all, on Windows 10, you're already familiar with the fact that that supports USB, network, shared, virtual printers. Whereas on mobile, we only support networked printers. On Windows 10, we install all printers ahead of time. Whereas on Windows 10 Mobile, they're all installed on demand. We discover them at runtime, and if they're compatible, we'll set them up automatically. Supported printers, we support any driver on Windows 10 that has a driver available, so practically any device that's been created. Whereas on Windows 10, we only support printers that support our new Windows Mobile stack. That must support the WS Print protocol and one of our standard PDLs. And then finally, on Windows 10, we support a lot of apps. New Windows apps, older Windows 8 apps, and then Win32 apps and all the rest. Whereas on Windows 10 Mobile, only Windows apps are able to print. So if you have a Silverlight-based Windows Phone app, there's no change in the ability of that to support printing. So what printers do we actually support on Windows 10 Mobile? The answer is we've got over 1,900 printers supported right now. We're working closely with all the manufacturers to develop more printers that will be in the market this fall. Most popular brands are supported, and we'll be able to release details on that closer to general availability of the product. And as a bonus, we've actually added support for saving as a PDF, which is great if you don't happen to have a printer that's new enough to support Windows 10 Mobile, but you still want to get a receipt or something else saved to a fixed document. So with that, I think the most interesting thing to do is actually show you a demo of what printing from Windows 10 Mobile looks like. So I've got an app that I authored here using the new Windows Apps SDK that works for Windows 10 and Windows 10 Mobile. And so I've got a phone here. You can sort of see I've got a simple document reader. This is using the Windows PDF API. And if I click the print button that I have, you'll notice that we go into a pretty familiar print dialog. And this printer that's sitting next to me here was automatically discovered. And I can set options on that if I want. I can change the copies or what have you. But I'm just going to actually show that it prints. Assuming I can find the button. There it goes. And it's preparing the document right now, rendering to this HP printer in a format we call PCLM. And so momentarily here, we'll have paper coming out. There it is. So you can see we have paper on the screen that matches what we had on the screen. All right, with that, I'm going to tell you about how we can write apps that print on Windows 10 and Windows 10 Mobile. So in Windows 10, we've developed a new version of our app platform. It's built on the Windows 8 app platform, and we're just calling these Windows apps. And the key difference here is you can build the app once and run it everywhere. The source that I had on the phone that I demonstrated just a minute ago runs both on Windows 10 and Windows 10 Mobile without any changes. I don't have to compile it separately. Currently, printing is supported on both Windows 10 and Windows 10 Mobile, but we don't support it on platforms like Xbox, and we don't support it for legacy Windows Phone apps. So there have been a couple of minor changes from Windows 8.1 apps. So if you have an app that already works for that platform, there are a couple things you'll need to do. First, we've removed the charms-based print at entry point. So every app that supports printing now needs to have its own print button. This is good because it gives you control over when users can access this experience and make sure that it's actually familiar across all of your different apps. So the mitigation is just put in a print button and make sure that the print button's only visible when it makes sense to. And then finally, the print API is published for all platforms. And what that means is your app needs to fail gracefully in the event printing's not supported. So if you ran your app on a platform where printing wasn't supported, it's okay, nothing will happen, you catch the exception. Okay, with that, last time we did a talk at Build, we showed how you do printing from an HTML5 and JavaScript-enabled app. And that was great because that's a very easy experience for people to use. However, based on all of our telemetry, most app developers are actually writing in C# and XAML. Now, the platform there is a little more challenging, but it's actually not as complicated as you think. And so I wanted to detail that in this sample that we're going to show on screen today. This is not the sample that you will find on MSDN if you were to look in our sample gallery. What it is it's a cut-down version of that really is demonstrated to optimize understanding on the slides. There's a much more sophisticated sample available, and you should work forward from that. So what we'll do to start is follow along on the sequence diagram on the right side of the slide. And you'll see how the calls basically flow. In this phase, we're basically just registering a bunch of delegates to register for printing. So first, we register for print ask requested, and then we'll show a print button. When the user clicks on the print button, we'll call show print UI async, and then we'll get a couple of callbacks. So the first one is the print task requested handler. And then in that event, you actually have to provide a print task source requested handler. And in XAML, what you do there is you create a print document object, and you provide a reference to that in that method. So you can see the code. This is the simplified sample we have. So during registering for printing, you see we initialize a print manager, we register for print task requested, then we build the print document and register for all the callbacks that it supports. After the user clicks print, the print task requested event is fired and your delegate's invoked. And here you can see we create a print task, we set a title on the document, we can add support for the completed handler if you want to handle that, and then if we have any custom options that we have, say printing headers, printing footers, any special layout options, that's when we'll set these up. And I'll show you that next. So if you've decided to add app-specific features to your print dialog, this is basically how you do it. First, we grab the displayed options from the print task options object, and then we go ahead and add to the print task option details, we add a new list option. And in this case, we're using a fit to page feature as a good example. And our two options for that are scale for scaling to fit and crop for crop to fit. Once we know what we're doing, we'll add the fit feature to our displayed options and then register a callback for when changes happen to that. In this way, we can make sure that we have knowledge of when the feature changes so we can change our data model to print appropriately. Next, we'll handle the print task source requested callback. And this one's very simple. All you do is you set the document source at runtime. The only challenge here is it's a very short timeout for this callback. And so you want to make sure that you have your document and your document source fully initialized well in advance of this callback. For XAML, we generally just set that to that document object. But if you had a special data model that required something else, you're welcome to use anything that supports the iPrint document source interface. And you could use D2D, for example, there. The next phase of the print API is the print preview phase. So if we continue from where we left off, by now the print dialog is appearing, and it's going to try and gather the print preview. So if you follow the flow on the right, you'll see that we get a call from the print manager to the print document asking for the print preview page collection. And as part of that, it'll call paginate to determine which pages exist. Print document passes the paginate call through to your implementation of the paginate handler. And then so for each page that's returned by the paginate handler, we'll call to get the print preview. So in terms of the code, I'll note that I cheated a little bit on this because paginating is actually the most complicated thing you could do. In the app that I showed, all the content's pre-paginated. It was a PDF that I used the PDF API to read. But if you have a flow document that needs to be repaginated, there's a lot more to it. And we have a really detailed sample available in the SDK that you can look at to check that out. But if you have a pre-paginated document, so for example, if you're printing images or if you're printing something like the PDF page, all you have to do is set the page count and then move forward. If your page count would change depending on the size of the page or what have you, then you would want to go ahead and process all those options here at the paginate time. And this will be called every time that the page size is changed. Next, every time, for every page that you have, you'll get called for get preview page. You'll see that all we do is pass in the UI element to the print API in order to give the page. The only thing that's tricky here is the get preview page event args actually passes a one-based page index. So just be aware of that. If your data model is zero-based like it probably is, you'll have to adjust accordingly. And that's all there is to print preview. Now if you're going to do rendering, it's largely the same as print preview, except you've already paginated the document, so you don't have to worry about doing that again. And you just need to change your pages to actually match the resolution of the screen, of the paper, sorry. So if any custom options exist, we will invoke the option change handler whenever that's changed. Otherwise, whenever the user clicks print in the print dialog, not to be confused with your print button, the print document receives a make document call. The print document will then call through to your app for your add pages handler. And finally, we'll fire the print task completed event whenever that finishes. So earlier I showed how you configure the option in the print dialog. When you get changes, what happens is you get fired this option changed event. And then you can see basically all we're doing is we're looking to see what the option ID is to make sure that we're adjusting the right thing. Once we do that, we can hydrate a print option details object, and then we can have a switch based on the arguments. Now, I didn't detail what exactly we would do in these cases because that's very specific to the data model. But the operation and the data flow here would be the same regardless of what kind of options you're handling. After the user clicks print, obviously we're going to get the add pages call. We mentioned that earlier. Unlike the get preview page call, add pages is a single call for the entire document. So what you want to do is you loop through the pages that we have to add, and we add those to the print document object. And you're going to want to make sure that you read out the page description from the print task options. So once you have the page resolution, you're going to want to adjust your UI element to make sure that it's rendered at the target resolution. You'll see in the example that we have, I call into my data model and ask for a copy of the page in the target resolution. And then I pass in an X and a Y dimension. And you'll notice that we use this imageable rect from the page description. And that's actually given in what we call device-independent pixels. And a device-independent pixel is 1/96 of an inch. And so to convert that to DPI, what we're going to do is just convert that, divide it by 96, and then take it times the DPI for that dimension. And then we'll actually have the page resolution that we actually need to use. Finally, when you're done adding pages, you call add pages complete, and then we're done. Once you've completed printing, we'll fire the print task completed event argument. Here you'll be able to check the completion property and figure out how it completed. There's a chance that it failed, that the user canceled it, and this is where you'll find out. And it's a good opportunity to let the user know if something went wrong. And so in this example, I just show popping a message dialog after the print task completion state was set to failed. And in a nutshell, that's all it takes to do printing in XAML. I know it seems like a lot of steps and there are a lot of delegates, but you saw from this example that none of the methods are very complicated. Obviously, I mentioned that pagination is the hardest part, and your data model might require somewhat heavier lifting than this one did. But if you have a data model that's pre-paginated, say a photo viewer, say a PDF viewer, those things make it much, much easier to do, and you should totally add printing using XAML. With that, we've got a call to action. So if you have Windows 8 or 8.1 apps, please update those to Windows apps. Place your own print button in the UI, and then make sure that you catch any exceptions thrown by ShowPrint UI Async, just in case your app is running on a platform that doesn't support printing right now. And then we also need your help. As you know, data models and printing and printers, there's a lot of variability that could happen, and we want your help testing. So please test on Windows 10, and Windows 10 Mobile especially, and report any problems that you find using the MSDN forums or the Windows Feedback app. This is going to help us make sure that we have the best experience for your customers and ours. And with that, that's all the content that we have for app developers. So if that's why you're here, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. But if you happen to design printers as well, please hang out and we'll tell you about how to design printers that work well for Windows 10 and Windows 10 Mobile next. So if you're still with us, that means you probably develop printers for Windows and Windows 10 Mobile. And we'll tell you about all the details that you need to know to be successful designing those. First, I think it's important to talk about some of the standards that we've added support for in Windows 10. We've had support for OpenXPS since Windows 8, but in Windows 10 and Windows 10 Mobile, we've extended that support forward. In addition, we've added support for two raster formats. The first one is called PWG Raster. It's a format from the Printer Working Group, and that's supported on both Windows 10 and Windows 10 Mobile. And then additionally, just for Windows 10 Mobile, we've added support for another raster format called PCLM, which is developed by the Wi-Fi Alliance. These investments are going to help low-resource printers develop very easily without needing drivers. And so we're really excited that we have these supported. So Windows 10 Mobile printer requirements, there are a few things you have to do to make your printer work. First, you have to support at least one of our standard communication protocols. We will support the existing WSPrint implementations that you have had. In addition, we also have a new version of WSPrint called WSPrint 2.0. We'll talk about that a little later. You need to support at least one of our standard PDLs. We will support four of them, PWG Raster, PCLM, OpenXPS, and we also added support for the existing Microsoft XPS standard. Finally, you have to support discovery. So new devices will need to add support for the mobile printer category in their WS discovery metadata, and then tell us what PDL that they support in the WS print implementation. And then we can also support some existing devices. Please contact us if you'd like more information about that, since it's a special process that involves engineering effort on our side. Developing a Windows 10 mobile supported printer is obviously great if you want to work on a phone-sized device, but it also has benefits on the desktop. Mobile compatible printers will automatically be supported on desktop with class drivers, so you won't have to deliver any software on Windows Update or on your website to get those devices working. I'll note that PCLM printers still require a third-party driver, but if you supported any of the other formats, we will support those. And then if you support WSPrint 2.0, you can additionally get custom features, custom options, localized option names, and then custom bidirectional status and queries. So I've mentioned WS Print 2.0 a couple of times, and what that does is it allows printers to expose custom device features without a driver. This is a really easy protocol to develop if you already have a WS Print 1.0 implementation. There are five new operations that you can support. The first one is prepare to print. This is a strictly informative operation that allows a printer to warm up. For example, if it has a fuser or something along those lines that takes some time to get ready from cold start. Second, we have create print job 2, which is an extension of the create print job operation that allows you to accept a print scheme of print ticket in order to know what the customers requested for the print job. Next, we have a get print device capabilities operation, which allows retrieval of our new print device capabilities document. We have a get print device resources operation, which allows retrieval of any localized resources using ResX. And then finally, we have the ability to get BiDi schema extensions using the get BiDi schema extension operation. So you might be asking, what PDL should I implement? And there are a lot of choices here. OpenXPS is obviously a great format because you get full fidelity vector rendering, the smallest available spool size, but parsing can be memory intensive on a printer. There's a lot of functionality that's baked into that protocol, or the PDL, that needs to be dealt with in the device. So this is really best for enterprise class devices. PWG Raster, on the other hand, has a very low processing overhead, so it could be used on practically any printer. And then page processing intent is built into the PDL with a simple page header. The drawback is the large spool file size can cause slower printing associated with just network traffic. So this is really a good choice for inkjets or low-cost laser devices that don't have a lot of onboard RAM. And then PCLM is another good choice. It's a proper subset of PDF, so it's easy to parse if you already have a PDF engine. And it uses more compression, so the PDL tends to be smaller. On the drawback side, there's no built-in processing intent, and there's no class driver for Windows 10, so you'll have to bring your own. In general, we think this is best for product lines that already have PDF support built in, so medium-size laser devices or high-end laser devices that don't support OpenXPS. So I mentioned briefly the print device capabilities format as well, and I have an example of a snippet of that on the right. In a nutshell, this is just a new print schema document type that we can use to easily generate print capabilities and print ticket. It includes simple constraints and some options for PWG Raster consumers. So for example, you can specify that you want the backside of a piece of paper tumbled when you're printing a duplex document. And this is really great because it allows us to know the mechanics of the device better to generate the right PDL for you. Additionally, we support the ResX format now to localize your custom features and options. So you can see a simple example of a ResX file on the right. The key detail here is that the name element is going to be formatted using a subset of your print schema namespace. So in the example we've given, the full print schema namespace for the Contoso devices that we're using is going to be schemas.contoso.com 2014 print schema. And then the option name is separated by a slash and tacked onto the end, and so it's called main. And then we give the localized value of that in the value element. And that's all there is to it. It's one file per locale, and Windows 10 will retrieve those from the device using WS Print 2.0. One additional tidbit that we've put in is that the device can actually redirect to a web service if you have those published online. So it may be best if you keep your additional locales online and let us retrieve them that way. And that's a good high-level overview of what we have for printer IHVs that are developing printers to work on Windows 10 and Windows 10 Mobile. So what we'd like to ask you to do is add support for Windows 10 Mobile into your devices. As we described before, you choose one or more standard PDLs for your device and build it into your printer. Add support for the mobile printer category in WS Discovery. Update your WS Print implementation to describe the PDL that you support. Add support for WS Print 2.0 whenever you get a chance. This is optional, but it gives you a lot more value. And then be sure to test your printer against the hardware lab kit to ensure compatibility. We've got a lot of new tests in there to help you validate your devices against mobile. And if you have trouble, please let us know. And of course, if you have existing printers which support our standards, please contact prninfo@microsoft.com for more information on how we can include support for your devices in upcoming releases. For more information, we have a number of white papers and specifications published. So we have details on supporting printers on Windows 10 Mobile. We have the Print Schema Service specification that allows you to understand more about the print device capabilities format. We have the WSD Print Service specification for WS Print 2.0, information on the V4 driver improvements in Windows 10, and finally a small update for the device profile for web services. So thank you for watching.